Matthew chapter 16. It is one of the strange discoveries a man can make that life, however you lead it, contains moments of exhilaration. There are always comparisons which can be made with worse times. Even in danger and misery, the pendulum swings. Peter has one of those days in this chapter. Like a pendulum, he seems to go from one end to the other. By revelation of God the Father, Peter declares the deity of Christ and his messianic role. Such a statement went beyond what humans can discern. Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven." On the same page, the Lord takes him aside, and Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Peter, with good feelings and sound intentions, humanly speaking, intends to counsel Jesus by wanting to deliver him from suffering. How something good can turn into something so bad. Although Peter was thinking like a man, but actually he was voicing the same temptation that Jesus had endured in the wilderness. The crown without the cross. Glory without suffering. Are you carrying a heavy burden? It is a faithful saying, "For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him." Same pendulum in its return can also take us from suffering to joy. Finally, and after much suffering, it did it with Peter. He can do it with you too.